contrast," said the king dryly, "was all the greater when you came. I did not quite despair last night, knowing my companions to be who and what they were. But I little thought to be eating such a meal in such comfort as this, with so many of them spared to enjoy it." High Marshal Seklus laughed with the others, then set his elbows firmly on the table. "That's all very well, my lord, but what about the Parganese and the Barakai troops? The Parganese won't fight elves, but I doubt they'll march in your procession. As for the Barakai, rotten root and branch, that family."
"Not so," said the king quietly. "Captain Doran, of my company, is Barakai by birth. She has never been less than loyal to me, and just and honest to all. She's even crossed my will, where she thought me less."
"I didn't know," muttered Seklus.
"No, you wouldn't. High Marshal, I am one to prune, severely if necessary, and not one to root up the tree. I have known other honest Barakaian in my life. It's probably kept me from quarrelling more with the Duke and his brother."
"But this can't be ignored," Seklus said angrily. "By Gerd's arm! They defied the prince's power, attacked a traveller under royal protection, threatened to massacre us all."
"I don't ignore it. They did all that, and for that they should face justice. But not my justice, High Marshal. This is not my kingdom. Were I to hold court here, and rule on this, I would myself be usurping the prince's powers. To him, I am either a vassal or the king of a neighbouring realm. I can make complaint in either sense, but in neither sense do I have a right to judge or sentence."
"Humph."
Seklus settled back, disgruntled. The elf leaned forward.
"Then what do you plan, Sir King?"
The king looked around the table. "I plan to let Saya rule itself, as it should. The prince must know this. The council must know this. But they also need to know that the King of Leonia did not exceed his authority. Seklus, you're the High Marshal in Saya, on the council itself. You can bring what charges need be brought. Amelin, you're a commander in the Royal Guard, the prince's direct military representative. His authority flows through you. You can take what military action need be taken to ensure peace here until the council and prince decide what to do. By Saiyan law, you marshals have court right over some things, such as the followers of Liart."
"And what will you do, Sir King?"
"I will go to my kingdom," he replied mildly. "I have heard that they have need of me."
"Are you taking your cohort with you?" asked Amerlin.
"I planned to, yes. I would not expect a single cohort to alarm Leonia. Would you think, Sir Elf?"
"Not at all," said the elf, smiling.
"Then you could stay here, Amerlin, with the Royal Guard."
"But we're your escort."
"You were, yes. But now I have my cohort, and these elves, and you have no need to come farther." They were interrupted just then by a shout from Doran, who had ridden east up the slope. Her cohort leaped back into formation. Pox found the red horse beside her as she stepped beyond the tent flap and mounted. Then she saw what was coming down the road from the east, and nearly laughed in relief. Gerd's crescent on a pennant, and the rose and silver bells and harp of Saya on another. Two Gerd's marshals and several hundred yeomen.
"Late," commented Surya, after a quick look, "but welcome."
When the marshals arrived, Pox recognized Marshal Pellion. He introduced Barris, whose grange was the next to the east. He grinned at Pox and nodded to the other marshals.
"One of my yeomen came in the other day," he said, "with word of a strange cohort sneaking through the woods between Barris and me.